Welcome to Addressing Current Questions and Emerging Considerations in the Use of PARP Inhibitors in the Management of Ovarian Cancer, a special audio program developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the Society of Gynecologic Oncology's 2019 annual meeting. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. For this program, we put together a working group of four community-based oncologists, two gynecologic oncologists and two medical oncologists, and asked them to submit challenging cases of patients with ovarian cancer who had received or were considered for a PARP inhibitor and questions related to the management of these patients. The cases served as a framework for our discussion with the live faculty in Honolulu, Hawaii. The faculty for our program included Professor Jonathan Letterman and Drs. Robert Coleman, Kathleen Moore, and Stephanie LaRue. The first module focused on genomic testing and management of primary ovarian cancer. And to begin, I asked Dr. Moore how she would approach mutation testing for a patient with ovarian cancer who'd undergone initial debulking surgery and whether somatic testing is required in a patient who's germline BRCA negative.
I think that it is the short answer to your question. I think one of the secondary gains from SOLO-1 is it got everybody really thinking more and more and more about testing our patients and identifying BRCA carriers just in general. So hopefully in the United States, we're going to get nearer to 100% testing. We're still learning. I think if you start with a germline test, a panel test, or a straight BRCA test, and that's negative, then I think it's our onus to then do a somatic test to see if they have a somatic BRCA or other mutations in the DNA damage response pathway like RAD51C and others, because at least for BRCA, and really there is data for RAD51C, those patients respond, not only respond to PARP inhibition, but they respond just as well as germline. And so you miss about 7% of patients, which doesn't sound like a lot, but really in an era of individualized therapy, this is what we're trying to do. So we think the practice of doing some kind of germline panel first, followed by or in conjunction with a somatic test, makes the most sense. It's not the most cost effective necessarily, and we can talk about that, but if someone's negative on the germline, I think that they warrant a somatic test.
A real quick question from the audience, Katie. Quote, germline testing up front is a given, but when is somatic testing most valuable, up front or with recurrence? And kind of sounds like you're saying you need to do it up front, Katie?
I really do think you need to do it up front. I don't have all the answers on how to operationalize this yet. I think this is a conversation that is difficult because there's different payers and certainly different countries have different rules. But we really feel like from the recurrent data, the somatic patients benefit just as much. So I know there are only two somatic patients on SOLO-1, but there is no reason to think that they don't benefit just as much from frontline PARP inhibitor as they do in the recurrent setting.
Well, plus you have the indication.
So and you have the indication.
You can give it.
So I really feel like it's only 7%, but I want to know who they are so I can get them the right therapy. And the right therapy for them is a PARP inhibitor is frontline maintenance. I don't want to wait and figure it out later once they've recurred. I want to optimize their chance of being cured, and if not cured, living as long as they possibly can disease-free. And I think that's PARP in the frontline. And the only way you figure that out is by doing both right now.